We have our challenges today, Jennifer.
Whatever your name is.
Ginger.
The first starts with your name.
No, it's food and wine pairing. That's what we have to be concerned about here.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah, is it?
The most gentle story seems to be the ground turkey recall. Mm-hmm. People that are talking about that, but just in general, oh my God, you look at the headlines today and you want to go jump into a lake and hold your nose or do something like that. So let's see if we can make the best of an ugly, bad situation. After all, it's Friday, and Friday people looking forward to the weekend. Hopefully the weather is going to be good. Hi, this is the Doug Steffen Weather Report for the first weekend of August, Friday, August 5th on the radio. The central and eastern U.S. will see multiple areas of active weather today. Hot temperatures will continue across the south central United States. A low pressure system on the east coast will continue to push a frontal boundary southward into the southeast, kicking up showers and maybe some severe thunderstorms. In addition to that, high pressure will push. Actually, if you're watching the video of this, the video stream at DougSteffen.com, I could point to the, you know, like the guys do with the green screen.
Yeah,
they're
the
looking
weather map
at the camera. Yeah, it's not. There's nothing behind them. They're
no,
just pointing.
It's green.
Yeah, right. So I could do that too. I could stick this. How about this? The weather forecast. Yeah, there we go.
Not with that finger, Doug.
Anyway. Let's see here. I choke on that one. Over 100 degrees in the south central U.S. this weekend. Hot and humid. Let's see. 120 degrees out in the southwest. Tropical storm Emily continued to move northwesterly, reaching the Bahamas by Friday night. And it'll be in eastern Florida over the weekend. To the north, a ridge of high pressure building over the northeast produced sunny and quiet conditions for the region where I am. Upper Great Lakes will be actually pretty good this weekend, too. Low pressure spinning over the upper Midwest. So the lower Midwest, not so bad. Upper Midwest, maybe kind of noisy. Heavy showers possible. Severe thunderstorms. Heavy downpours. Strong winds associated with a storm.
I'm guessing that means humidity.
Are you following me?
Icky, humidity.
Icky, icky. All right, so here's a story that's at DougSteffen.com today. Scientists may have found what might be salt water on the surface of Mars.
Uh-oh.
I was looking at some close-up photos taken by somebody who's close to Mars with a cell phone. And as you look, as you can clearly see, there are a lot of... That was supposed to be a joke.
I was going to say, you're looking at photos from a cell phone. What are you talking about?
I'm in Mars.
I was told not to correct you.
Really? By whom?
By your people.
Who is that? My people? Really? My peeps said, don't correct me. Now, that kind of stuff you can correct me on. It's fine. All right, so anyway, the story of history being made. We can see Mars. And what do we see? It's kind of like the moon. Yesterday we were talking about how the moons collided. And
that's right. There were two moons.
There were two moons.
Better than one.
There was a blue moon and there was a red moon. What's that other song? Blue moon over. Is it Blue Moon Over Kentucky? What's the name of that?
I don't know. That's a Michael question.
Okay. Michael says yes. So I was going to play with, remember that song, Blue Moon?
Yeah, I like that one.
I saw you standing alone.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Very romantic.
It is romantic. And that's what we are. If nothing else here, I don't actually know where to go. My mind is so kefibbled.
It's a flutter.
It is. Well, you just look around and everything is a problem. There are problems everywhere. Hard to escape them. Mm-hmm. This is I try to make this an oasis. There are some things that we talk about that are, you know, kind of troubling, but they don't affect us, maybe directly. For example, A-Rod and the poker thing.
Right. Who cares?
Well, I don't know. Some people care, obviously, because it's made the sports talk radio stations this week have been all over this. What I was thinking in general, and trying to twist this thing around a little bit, is the way people have been suggesting that there ought to be more gambling so that governments that can't control their spending and contain their lust for buying votes ought to support opening casinos. There are three of them proposed, for example, here in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And then there
I support that. Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So that's the question in part. 800-510-8255. More gambling. And with that, the online poker suggestion.
Right.
There are, you know, again, the feds don't have enough money because they've overspent. States don't have enough money because they've overspent. So lawmakers are eyeing what they describe as a potentially lucrative source of income, internet poker. According to a U.S. law, it's illegal to pay for online wagering with a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, under the circumstances, how else do you pay for it?
Well, you have to transfer cash. It's like a PayPal kind of deal.
Okay, but that's difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
Most people get around by using your credit card.
Although they kind of do that in Vegas, too. You can only take out a certain amount per day on credit cards in Vegas.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. How do you know that?
Because I've been to Vegas a few times.
Obviously,
I'm lying at the ATM machine.
I go to Vegas three or four times a year, but I don't do any gambling while I'm there.
Well, see, if I use an ATM machine because I never have cash, if you're in line, I read everything while I'm in line. I just, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the stats suggest that if this legislation passed, it would lead to $3 billion a year in tax revenue. Online poker equals $3 billion a year in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in favor of that? Say aye.
Aye.
Really?
I know a lot of people that play, and I say we might
play poker.
Yeah.
Well, there are television shows. Oh, every night you turn on television, there are three or four shows on various cable networks, people playing poker. It's like, to me, like trying to watch the wind flow across my pasture. That's mm-hmm. about as interesting as it is to me. Some people think it's fascinating, apparently. That's what makes the world go round. Different values, different ideas. So at 800-510-8255, A, I'd like to know if you're a gambler. B, is it a good idea to legalize online poker? C, should casinos be built? And if they were to be built in your state, how'd you like to have them in your backyard? The old NIMBY question.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you build these casinos and keep the Indians, Americans,
whatever. Keep the Indians
out of this. Keep the Indians out of this.
The Native Americans.
Yeah, Native Americans. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Okay, online poker, should it be legalized?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, do we have more casinos? Do we build more casinos? And what was the third thing I said? Something to do with...
Keep the Indians out of this.
Yeah, right. That wasn't a question. That was a statement. Anyway, so what say you about online poker and more casinos? Is that the solution to the government's spending? No. Hello,
no,
it's not.
They're going to spend it anyway. But
yeah. Well, no. I mean, it's just, when does it stop? There's so much of this entitlement stuff. Stop. But in the meantime, this makes for interesting. And the A-Rod thing, I don't understand why he's been singled out. What I hear about baseball players is they all play on the... They play on the plane, they play in the hotels.
Yeah, as long as you're not betting on baseball, I think, who cares?
Right. Who'd do that?
Exactly.
Who'd do that? Heavens. Get a grip on things, Jennifer.
I don't know. Who thought of that idea?
Who'd be up to doing that? 800-510-825. I wonder what he thinks about all of this.
Pete Rose? I don't know. We should ask him.
Yeah. Hey,
he's always in Vegas signing autographs.
He is. You're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to create a marketing tool that would cut through most of the media chatter and help you get your message directly to your clients and to your prospects, you'd like that, right?
I would love it.
There's a way for you to learn more about how to do this from Captain Email. Text Doug to 31-31-31, keyword Doug, to short code 31-31-31. 3131. See how fast this will work for you. Text message marketing. It's simple, easy, direct, and it works. So find out more about how it will work for you. Free trial and an example. Text Doug to 313131.
I can test drive a car before I buy it. I can try out the gym before I join.
So why not try out the savings at Sam's Club free? It's the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th, where you can shop for back to class and save more on laptops, supplies, and appliances. No membership required.
Test drive the savings for yourself
at the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Juniors, rock Macy's back to school event for your Levi's. We've got them, only $34.99. How do you top that? With hot tees at $19.50, awesome hoodies for $24.50, and the cutest fashion tops $24.50 to $29.50. Plus, get to the heart of the new series Wendy and enter to win a trip to New York City and a $1,000 Macy's shopping spree. Just hit up M Style Lab on Facebook for details. That's the magic of Macy's.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011 and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I'm crying, but I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
I'm not crying because I'm happy. I'm crying because it's a terrible day. Look at the headlines. My God.
Dollars down a million points.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's worked. Everybody's gotten fired. Richie, you're fired.
We're next.
Don't say that. All right. Time for our 2020 news quiz. You ready?
Sure. Ready.
Who is Eric Perez?
Oh. None of your business.
Why is it we are talking about Eric Perez?
None of your business.
We actually had the discussion about him briefly yesterday. Maybe some of you remember, some of you may not. I don't know that I made a big deal out of his name, more about what happened to him. Who is Eric Perez, and why are we talking about him? 2020 News Quiz, 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military wiring manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Here I wanted to start off something nice, and both of you have torpedoed my attempts very successfully.
I've been nothing but nice to you.
No, I had nice stories to tell, and you ruined it.
So happy together.
J-E-R-K.
So happy together. We're happy together.
Idea how bad the economy is. Women in L.A. are marrying guys for love. That's how bad it is.
There is no money out there.
And congratulations, Miss Mexico. She's been crowned the new Miss Universe. In fact, yeah, in fact. Little inside information there. We're originally going to give it to Miss USA, but Miss Mexico said she could do the job for a third of the cost. So he'll say across his President's Day, and I celebrate in a traditional manner by acting like a president. Uh-huh. Took someone else's money and spent it on something I didn't need.
There we go. Now there's a smirk, at least there, Jennifer.
Yes, love Jay.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program. So we're talking about how to come up with ways to make the economy move instead of what you'll hear everywhere else this morning. Oh, the numbers are going to be down. The job numbers are awful. The Dow Jones is in the tank.
Italy and Greece have decided to shut their doors today.
Have they?
They'll be back open again tomorrow.
All right. So online poker ought to be legalized, yes or no? 800-510-8255. What ideas do you have to set the economy straight? If you were the president, never mind President Obama, forget about him, just if you were president or you were in charge, how would you fix the economy? 800-510-8255. I'm listening. You're Americans. The people listening around the world at DougSteffen.com as well. And the problems are not just here, they are everywhere. So how do we fix them? Remember the old, you want to talk the, what is it, talk the talk, walk the walk? Maybe a little less talk, a little more walk.
A little more action.
Would be appropriate here. 800-510-8255. The credit situation, people, I'm looking at some ideas as I nose around here a little bit. Less immigration, get the government off of our back, cheaper health care, blah, 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 blah. There are people who, if you look around, pretty much everybody's criticizing what's going on in Washington. Richie, did you know that more money is spent on education in Washington, D.C., the public school system, than any other city in our country?
Wow, what a waste of money that is.
And the results are that The District of Columbia has the worst results of any major city in our country when it comes to education.
Anybody who lives in Washington, D.C. that has any money sends their kid to private schools.
Yeah. And that was, and even though the last person that was in there, that woman who was there and got fired, it seemed to shake things up.
Michelle Rhee.
Yeah, but
she was awesome. She was she was shaking it up and turning it around.
Mm-hmm. She got in trouble though, didn't she?
No, she just got fired.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't get in trouble. She got fired because there was a new mayor put in, and they didn't see eye to eye. He had been on the council.
He's a political hack.
Oh, that guy can't stay out of trouble. It's really funny.
Why do people get elected? Maybe the system of government doesn't work. Maybe I should become a dictator.
D.C., it certainly has problems. That's for
how
sure.
about I become a dictator? What do you think?
For the District of Columbia?
Just in general? Just in life?
Right. Right. Okay. I'd be the dictator.
Hello, my name is Doug Steffen. I am taking over the District of Columbia, and I am in charge as of now.
Yeah. How about it? I wouldn't say it like that. I'd probably be a little more. Yeah. 800. Talent. We need talent here, Richie.
You're the right height for a dictator.
I am.
They're all your height.
Oh. Right. 800-510-825. That was a slam, folks.
No.
All right, our 2020 news quiz. We get the answer coming up. Eric Perez, who is he? He's in the news. Why?
A dictator.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
With what and down with what? Your opinions are important. 800-510-8255. Honeywell is a $34 billion company with 130,000 workers. Half of them are outside of our country. They make a lot of the stuff that goes into airplanes, and they make home thermostats and equipment for refineries and that sort of thing. They are headquartered in New Jersey. They have a lot. It's interesting how they look at adding jobs or how specific employment, what needs they have. In us, there are people who are hiring, even though the job numbers are going to come out today and they're probably not going to be too good. I'm looking around to see who's hiring. Mm-hmm. And Honeywell is one of the companies that is.
ESPN is hiring.
ESPN is hiring.
Yes,
you can't find
a
medical establishment any place that's not hiring. So what are we doing to train people? I said, again, talking the talk versus walking the walk, I'd rather walk the walk, wouldn't you? Even
yes.
though we have to talk.
We can talk and walk at the same time because we're that
can
good.
Can we chew gum?
Bubble gum.
You know,
that's
it's interesting. I was talking to a guy yesterday, a friend of ours here at the network. His name's Neil Asbury.
Yeah.
And he's buying companies.
Really?
And he's buying companies, what he calls legacy companies, old American manufacturing companies.
Yep, good names.
That make products in America and ship and sell in America and abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a system that works where he can buy a company, keep it productive, keep it making money, where jobs and money are kept here, and you're able to sell abroad. And he's like, it's... I can teach people. I want to talk to people about how to do this.
Yeah,
because it's possible. You can have jobs in America and compete globally and make money and bring money here.
Yep, you can sure do it. The problem is the system is being so corrupted.
That's exactly what he says.
Yeah.
The government makes it impossible.
Well, but you
for
have people
to come in and compete.
Here's Mitt Romney that had $3 million donations. Listen to this story. You know, this program is not about politics, but it is about kind of what's right and wrong.
But it's
hopefully.
About people.
It is about people. Mm-hmm. So Romney has three of his pals set up dummy corporations, one of them in Massachusetts, one in New York, and one in Utah. Their sole purpose was to kick in $1 million into his campaign. That's all. They opened the doors, wrote a check for $1 million, sent it to his campaign, and then closed shop. Now, you tell me that that's not as corrupt as one could possibly. If you see me get up and... What were you laughing at?
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny that they actually do
But that the system allows them to do that now because it's become so corrupt.
Because of my friend Dave Bossy.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
Suing the Supreme Court.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Patrick calls the Good Day program from Sumter, South Carolina. Patrick, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I think we're doing better. Just having heard your voice made us all feel better, Patrick. So what do you think is the way we're talking about whether online poker ought to be legalized, more gambling casinos to pay the government's debt? What about you and your circumstance? How are you paying your bills? How are you doing?
I let my wife do all that.
But you have the money to do it, or you use your wife's money.
Yeah, your wife's money.
Your wife's money. All right.
As in all good marriages, it's always the wife's money.
Yes. So what do you think ought to be done? You are a fellow who's following it. Sounds like you got your nose into it. So what do we do?
I really think we should do what Texas does. Whatever Texas does, they're actually doing really well compared to other states that are more liberal, like California.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas is doing awesome when it comes to creating jobs.
It is. What do you know about the latest manufacturing plant or the latest company that opened and is doing well in Texas? Can you give us an example?
I don't know much. I just saw something on Fox News this morning while I was getting ready for work.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. I didn't really get a chance to watch it all, but they're saying that Texas is booming pretty much.
Let me give you a little insight into what's going on at Fox, okay? The people who are, there are two people that are the apple of the eye at Fox. One of them is Chris Christie, and the other one is Rick Perry. So what you're going to get from management and on-air talent, for the most part, is a pushing of either Perry and or Christie. Roger Ailes is trying to get Christie to run. Christie says, no, I'm not going to run. But there is, behind the scenes, another move by some of the folks at Fox to get Perry to be the candidate. So you're going to see a lot of favorable treatment of whatever Perry is doing in Texas. So, thus, the fair and balanced. You know how well they do that at Fox. Right?
Yeah.
All right, but you may be right about the economy of Texas. I know a lot of people that work in Texas, live in Texas, who say things are swell there.
The education there is extremely good. So I was considering being a teacher in Texas.
Were you? Is that what you do now? You're a teacher?
No, actually, I'm in the Air Force.
Oh, yeah. Are you from Texas originally?
Originally, I was born in Texas.
Yeah, okay. Good, solid Texas roots.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick, thank you for your ideas. It's appreciated. Joe in Chippewa Falls or Chippewa Valley. Hi.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
My thoughts for fixing the economy were pretty much, first of all, impose either a 15% flat tax for everybody, corporations to poor people, no write-offs, no nothing. Everybody pays 15%.
Yeah.
Otherwise, a consumption tax, a fair tax, either one of those, I think, would spark the economy.
Uh-huh.
Term limits on elected officials. And free airtime for people who are running for office. Get the special interest out of the elections.
Man after
We've talked
horse.
About that, making it all even for people who want to run.
Yeah, how would you describe, because Richie just said what I was thinking. You agree with pretty much most of our thoughts here. I'm not a party person. Jennifer and Richie might be a little bit more of a party person, although with what's going on now, they may
not. I don't think anybody's
not
a party person anymore.
We're just fed up. We're sick of the party system.
Party.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So sick of the party system. It doesn't work. So
yes, I'm absolutely sick of it.
So here is, you've heard me say this perhaps before, 6 years, single term for anybody running for higher office from governor on up. So you can run for governor, 1 6-year term. Run for Congress, 1 6-year term. Run for the Senate, 1 6-year term. Run for president, 1 6-year term. That's it. Other than that, you're gonzo. The flat tax, 15%, 14%, whatever the number is, get rid of the IRS. And the idea to give no money, none to potential candidates. Free airtime, swell idea. You get, if you have a message, you get on to the loudest soapbox you can find.
YouTube is free.
Have people pay. They'll find you. If you got a message that's worth anybody paying attention to, you are going to get heard. You're going to get found. The internet is right, Richie's.
If Charlie bit my finger can get about 50 million views, I'm sure some politician with a message can.
Yep. So. He's a brilliant fellow. Thank you. 800-510-8255. All right, the 2020 News Cruise window has closed because we're about a minute beyond it. And I knew this was going to be difficult because this fellow's name has not become a household word. I asked in the 2020 News Quiz who Eric Perez is, or I should say was. Eric celebrated his 18th birthday on July 10th. This past week, he was buried. Mr. Perez suffered a medical emergency while being held in a Florida detention center. He had had too much to drink, apparently. He was throwing up. The people in the cell with him and he as well were crying for help. It was 6 hours before he got any medical attention. By that time, it was too late. The reason Mr. Perez was in the detention center is because he'd been arrested for possession of marijuana. Another one of these problems or questions that we as Americans need to be dealing with, this ridiculous drug war. I was looking at the number of duplicated, redundant, piled-on agencies. Do you know how many federal and state agencies deal with drug problems? Take a guess. How many do you think there are
in this country? Deal with drug problems.
Take a guess. Keep going.
Federal agencies.
25.
Keep going.
More?
Yep.
35.
Keep going.
Wow.
75.
Not that bad. 49.
49.
We pay basically for 49 different agencies
to handle some little different aspect of the same thing.
Yep. Yep. And that's and they can't handle it because this guy, first of all, there's no reason in the world that somebody should be arrested for drug possession.
Well, this guy's obviously was wasted. I mean, if he's puking like that,
to the point
where
he
dies, but they should have taken him to a hospital.
Hello? Right.
I mean, but he certainly should be taken off the street, no doubt.
Well, I don't know about taking off the street because he's got marijuana, whatever else was going on with him. He obviously...
Well, what was he doing that was making him that
rich,
sick?
That doesn't make any difference. He's dead, and he ought not to be dead.
He could have killed somebody else, too.
Well, so
what if he'd
have
gotten in a
death
car?
Sentence for that?
What if he'd have gotten in a car?
I agree.
He should have been taken to a hospital.
Is that he was
the guy
in
certainly should have been picked up and arrested.
Yeah.
That was so big and so... impersonal.
Agreed.
Right.
I don't disagree on that, but he certainly should have been arrested.
I don't have a problem. Well, whether he was, I want to know more about, I guess, the arrest, or do I really want to?
I mean, they have to arrest people for being a harm to themselves, and if the guy was, I mean, he was obviously in trouble.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, he was puking so much he killed himself.
Well, no, he didn't really kill himself. He died because he didn't get any attention in a circumstance where...
Because he drank so much.
Yeah, but he'd be dead because of that, because he wasn't attended to?
No, he should have been taken to a hospital, without a doubt.
Okay, so we agree at least on that, and whether or not he should have been arrested for drug possession, I mean, that's second to the question of his...
Yeah, I mean, there's three different debates here. Right. He should have been taken to a hospital, whether he should have been arrested for drug possession, but he was obviously drunk.
And which is the more important of all of the three that we're asking?
And the poor guy's dead.
And 49 agencies that we're paying for in the federal government that deal with these sorts of things, and they don't deal particularly well.
I'll start getting on my little toot.
Okay. Anyway, but it is a story that has some value. It's the, what if sort of thing. Okay, what's the story? What's the real story here? And I don't know whether there's three different angles to it. Being arrested for possession of marijuana, not getting treatment, or being able to get access to some kind of attention. And then the number of agencies, redundancy piled on redundancy as an example of these programs. You know, there are 342 separate economic development programs the federal government pays for. You can go on to There are 27 teen pregnancy programs.
Wow.
Let's see.
Still a lot of pregnant teens.
Yeah, right. They're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Great job, Brownie. Yeah. Anyway, unga bunga. I'm following a lot of this stuff. I find, back to Yahoo, Richie, for news things, I find them to be pretty broad and well...
Yeah, there's a good coverage.
Measured.
Sure.
Yes, exactly, and that sort of thing. Speaking of good coverage, Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. Staying connected and entertained over the summer has never been easier with the latest tablets. From the iPad to the newest HTC EvoView, tablets are at peak performance when connected to Sprint 3G and 4G. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy for Sprint 4G.
When you're connected to the Sprint 4G network directly or by pairing with the Sprint hotspot, you make the most of your tablet's technology, no matter what kind of tablet you have. A key differentiator for our new tablet, the HTC EvoView View 4G, is that you can write directly on the screen with a digital pen that can make notes on web pages, ebooks, and PDF documents. Also, the HTC Evo View 4G is the first tablet to introduce the Netflix Android app, which is exciting news for movie fans.
Visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices. iPad is a trademark of Apple Inc.
So here's the Dr. Ken portion of the program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, brought to you by AlloCure, immediate digestive relief. You can try to get a hold of these folks. Actually, right now would be a good time to do it while you're thinking about it. Call 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. That's 855-879-2873. Get their special offer. Why would one be interested in doing that, Ken? What is there about AlloCure that is so good for people's general health and well-being?
It's so common. If you're suffering from heartburn, acid reflux, ulcers, or irritable bowel syndromes, before you rush to the prescription medications, try this AlloCure. It's been shown in studies to be an all-natural solution that calms your stomach acid, allows your body to heal itself. It even helps maintain normal blood sugar levels. Try this before you go to the prescriptions. It's a wonderful, natural way without any adverse effects.
If you are looking for freedom to eat what you want, rest well during the night, and not be a prisoner to your bathroom, you've got to try this product. AlloCure, 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. That's 855-879-2873. Ask for the special Good Day offer. Mention Dr. Ken, and they will take very good care of you. 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. All right, so this gaming, the guys that are spending all this time on the video games, beware.
Doug, if ever there was a good reason that any of us who sit for an hour or two, you have to get up every hour or two to walk around to make sure you don't get clots in your legs, the veins, they travel up to the lungs, they cause a blood clot, pulmonary embolism, 30% of these untreated cause death, and Chris Staniforth, he's a 20-year-old British man, he died as a result of blood clots that formed after playing video games for up to 12 hours a day.
What an idiot. Oy. Man, this is a warning. That is right. Okay, this is, intrigues me. There's a new study, very important. Listen up, everybody, to the story of your genes. What is really in your body? What's your genetic makeup? This is fascinating.
It is. Your life choices, Doug, might be not be the crucial factor in determining whether you make it to 95 or beyond. This is out of the Journal of the American Geriatric Society this week. Your lifestyle does matter, but it's genes that seem to provide an extra boost to those who end up living the longest. Poor lifestyle choices just shorten your genetically determined lifespan.
Right. Blood test may spot Alzheimer's before symptoms. This is another important thing quickly.
Very encouraging. A new test looks for antibodies in the blood specific to the disease. It's believed that Alzheimer's starts up to 10 years or so before symptoms are determined and are noticeable, and this is 96% accurate.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a way to get people's juices moving each day. Lots of help, hopefully, so your life will be a better thing. A recent study by PlaySpan revealing more gamers are spending real money on virtual items. What would be an example of that, Richie, would you think?
Maybe like those glasses that you put on and 3D stuff. I don't know.
One of the things we were talking during the hour about the way to solve some of the debt problems in the country, and online gambling is one of them. How much of how many websites are devoted to that? Anybody know? Websites devoted to online gambling.
Yeah,
is there a lot of it?
Lots of them.
Yeah. And you play by using your credit card, right?
You know, what's funny is that you remember this 3, 4, 5 years ago. We used to get advertisers on this show.
Yeah.
Who would promote their online gambling sites, which would usually be offshore businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the FCC and the government stepped in and told us, can't play those anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we get into a little bit of fiscal trouble in the country, what's the first thing the government wants to go to, which is kind of a voluntary tax, is government-sponsored gambling.
Yep.
Can you say two-faced?
Uh-huh. Three-faced.
Three-faced.
All right, let's get to other technological news, or at least ideas. If you can guess what percentage of consumers say they plan to buy the next-generation iPhone, you'll be right in the same league as
me.
Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, who actually has the figures on what percentage of consumers say they will buy. Are you a buyer?
Yep.
We'll find out next here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
You've probably heard about the next generation iPhone rumors by now. Here's a quick rundown. The rumors are calling it the iPhone 5, but it may well be more like an iPhone 4 Plus. It's an incremental improvement on the current model. Expect it to have a better camera, as high as 8 megapixels, compared to the current model's 5. It'll be faster and probably somewhat thinner.
Well, a company called Price Grabber did a survey recently that found that 35% of all U.S. consumers plan to purchase this new iPhone when it's released. Seriously, 35%. More numbers. Of those people, more than half said they'll buy it in the first year of the phone's release. 30% said they'll get it before this year is over, and 14% will buy the iPhone in its first month on the market. 7% said they'll pull the trigger in its first week. Those people will be spending some time in line. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes at TechTailorMinute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Go, go, go.
Go, go.
Go, 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 Dougie. Go.
Go, go, go. All right.
Go.
Let's focus for a minute. There are very few times when I'm on the radio that I find myself wondering, okay, what's next?
This has been an example of that.
Because there's so much bad.
I know.
And I don't want to do the bad.
We want to do good. We need to be silly. It's Friday. It's fun.
But who's going to pay attention to us if we're silly?
Everybody. Who wants to talk about all the doom and
but
gloom?
How do we fix? The other side of it is we're not dealing with fixing it, so are we being unfair to the people who are listening to the program? Or is it just a way to get your mind off of what's going on?
Well, maybe that's our survey. Do you want us to be silly, or do you want us to talk about solutions? We could do either one.
Solutions or silly? How about silly solutions?
There you go.
How about silly love songs? Anyway, 800-510-8255. Yesterday, we asked on Facebook what you ought never to say. I think it was what we say to a spouse, but it started out as what the wife should never say to the husband, right?
Exactly. But then I decided to switch it around, just let it be fair for all. So what should you never say to your spouse in general? Kevin Sandler said to say, never say you're wrong. Marge says, never say shut the front door.
Really?
Never. And Janet says, you're the dumbest person I know.
Yeah, there you go. Janet, you talk about Janet.
Barbara said, that makes you look fat. No, not McFadden.
That makes you look fat. Well, that's what people say. Pleated pants with men make them look fat. You think that's true?
Your mother was right.
Yeah.
That was from Colleen.
Thank you, Colleen. 59 after on Good Day.